Thank you for joining Brother Freedom and I on this Tuesday afternoon. Brother Freedom has just walked through the door, and he's a happy man because God is good. And we hope you're going to experience the presence of God, and I believe you will through the power of the Holy Ghost if you'll listen thoroughly and closely as God touches Brother Freedom. Father, thank you. You're so wonderful. We praise you in Jesus' name for you and your wonderful Son and your wonderful Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen.
Father, we're just so thankful your omnipotent power. Lord, you help us to grow. And Lord, that's like everything that's planted. If it didn't have your help, it would never grow. Our trees that are grow, and we know, Father, that it's only by your special touch. When the weather gets messed up, you're still in the picture. You're telling your people, it's time to prepare. It's time to grow up. It's time to get alive to the Lord. It's time to forsake the old man. Time to join in the ranks from heaven. It's time looks to something better than we can see in our natural eyes. It's like a haze, but it's there. It's there. It's waiting for us. For those diligently seeking, they're going to see that wonderful, magnificent, glorious, glorious, glorious glory that they can never imagine. And only through your grace that we're able to be here. And Father, we thank you for that marvelous grace that helps us to grow to the maturity of where you've called us to come into. Father, we just pray that you bless this day in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Just simply, God will help us to grow. Will help us to grow. You know, all the plants, the Lord didn't supply the water, supply the oxygen, supply the weather itself. That means if every day was a frigid day, it wouldn't mature. If every day was a baking hot day, it wouldn't mature. Because of these days coming together, and all these days become particles of the plant, all those particles in us becomes our life. Is that we expel our life, that means when we get to the end of our life, that when we all know out there, if we're truthful to ourselves, that our days are very well numbered. And he knows the outcome of our hearts, our life, but we have to be brave and seek the Lord. I'm saying be brave because God wants us to mature in him, wants us to be blessed by hidden power that we don't see. It's a power that's everywhere. That power, it's revealed, it's going to, everybody's going to, they're going to stand in awe. Oh, the hearts are going to stop. But while we're here on earth, we're supposed to grow like a plant. When we met Jesus that day, we were so, most of us were so terrible, so without hope, without purpose, without direction. If you can just look back in your life and you're truthful, the Lord's brought you a long ways where you are today if you really know the Lord. He's taking you step by step, moment by moment, year by year. He's kept you from all harm. He's kept you in his safety, in his blessing. His blessings are rich and he adds no sorrow with it, casting all your cares upon him, for he cares for you. For that's what he wishes. What God wishes is we'll trust him. We'll truly trust in the living God. Some people think that's so hard, they don't want to even think about it. But I would say today, take courage out there today. Take courage. Seek God. Seek him because it means your livelihood right now and in heaven. But I believe right now it's going to be your livelihood before long. Because I believe that perilous times are coming. Perilous times shall come. And perilous times mean it's not normal. And I can take you step by step. Philippines. Those dear people I seen last night, they was just, no one cares for them. They're in a country who has control, doesn't care. They just die. Now how would we feel if we were there? We'd be destitute. We'd be without hope. So far we've got it made better than that. But it can break off very rapidly and very shortly and very soon that those things may come to pass to us. The Bible predicts it's going to happen. The Bible predicts that a third part of the earth is going to be destroyed before that day. You know, some of you may be shocked what I'm saying, but that's what it says. And there's going to be a remnant of the land that's going to live on to the time when Jesus comes back for his own, which is the Jewish people. But that before that happened, there's a third of the earth that's going to have a terrible tragedy come to pass. It can be done in two or three different ways, through a nuclear bomb, a terrible weather catastrophe. It can happen a lot of different ways. But you think about a third of this earth is going to be devastated. It spells it right out in Revelation. It's going to happen. And I truly believe we're in the last hour. And I believe that this wonderful book that we have is your holy word is about ready to be finished. Then the book was opened, then it's finished. All inhabitants on earth who haven't sought the Lord their God are doomed for eternal destruction. For those that seek Him and truly love Him and wait upon Him are going to have a hope in heaven's going to last them for eternity. Not for just a season, but for eternity. It's going to be worth it all for those of you that sought the Lord with all your heart, with all your soul, and you're going to be so happy. There's no way to describe and feel the goodness of God. I have felt God's goodness a lot of times. I don't feel as much now since I've had this stroke, but it's because God wants me to feel like everybody else feels. But there's a while God blessed me in such a way it's hard for me to understand how people that couldn't really love God, how they turned from God and all this, it's hard for me to understand. It's easier now because I'm getting the, what you feel. But that doesn't allow me the pleasure of doing it. I got to take hope in the Lord Jesus Christ. I got to call upon God. I got to move for the wonderful Spirit of God, the glory to God, that I'll stay in His presence. In His presence is fullest joy. His right hand, pleasures evermore. But we got a purpose to stay in His presence. The presence of the Lord. God wants to shelter you. He that you abide in me, my words abide in you. You abide in the Lord, things happen. Persuade neither life nor death nor angels. We need to have that persuasion in our heart. We're persuaded nothing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. And we need a purpose in our heart that greater is He that's in my heart than he that's in the world. That's the Word of God. We need to hide this treasure of God's Word in our spirit. We need to eat it. We need to digest it. We need to live in it. He'll keep it in perfect peace. His mind is stayed on thee. Whole bunch of words. God is love. Where His Spirit is, there is liberty. What would you say today if everything was just turmoil? What would you say if today was everything just a bad day? It's going to be that day pretty soon, I believe it. At that day, there's going to be people that's going to commit suicide. They're going to literally take their lives. They're going to say, Lord, why did I do this? Why did I? Because it's going to, at that time, God's going to say, your time's over. I truly believe we all live in a time capsule. We just work out our time for certain days we're here and certain days we're going to be gone. And that's what it's all about. The Bible says, take more earnest heed to the things that you've heard, lest any time you should let them slip. We need to take earnest heed to the will of God. We need to have a purpose in our heart that I'm going to follow Him. I'm going to seek Him. Those who seek me shall surely find me. It says, knock and it shall be opened. Ask and it shall be given. Call on me and I'll answer thee and I'll show you great and mighty things. But we don't do none of these things. Where do you think you're going to be when you're going to be afraid? Now you're going to be really afraid. Your heart's going to stop. But it won't stop. There'll be no death. There'll be a time that every one of us is going to stand before the judgment seat of God. Good and evil, every one of us. You know, if we stand before Him, we're nothing. Out there, I hear some of you big ones, you think that you've got God in your pocket? I don't think you have. Because God calls the humble. And that's not very humble when you think you've got God in your pocket. When you think that you can order Him around. And when you say, well, I'm going to change the things. No, sir, you're not going to do it, brother, sister. God is the one that runs the helm. He runs the throttle. He runs everything about it. His eye is over the righteous. His ears open to cry. He's seeking for those that will want to put their trust in Him. And we must learn to trust in the living God. He never fails. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. His eye is over the righteous. his ears open to Christ. We need to call upon him at all times. I need to seek God with a very lasting love. But praise, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continue. Does that happen out there? His praise continually be in your mouth? Does your soul make your boast to the Lord? It says the humble shall hear thereof and be glad. We need to seek God. You know, I've just here lately, I've just felt how nothing that we are. The Bible says it. It says our righteousness is filthy rags. What's that mean? It means your best isn't even good enough. It's only through the blood of Jesus Christ. His blood will save you. Your best isn't good enough. And I believe this goes on all the time we're here. It's not just a one deal time. I believe we're saved through grace day by day, staying saved, born real again, walking in the will of God, not presuming that I've had something what I don't know. We need to touch God and live with God. We need to walk in His presence. And then when God speaks to my heart and tells me the things that confirm what I'm thinking, I know He's right. And I know what He says is going to come to pass. We need to reach out to seek those that are lost, to help them at any cost. But we also must save ourselves. We must seek God. We have a hope that's in heaven. We got a hope. The joy of the Lord, which our peace, that peace that passes all understanding. We need the will of God in our life. We need to satisfy God. You know, Colossians, that we might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing. Pleasing, that means pleasing God in all things. Being joyful, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God. Strengthened with all might, according to this glorious power, unto long suffering. How many out there are still suffering long? Well, we need to suffer long. We need to praise God. We need to seek God. We must walk, being fruitful, increasing knowledge, strength of all might, according to glorious power, and long suffering, with joyfulness, giving thanks unto the Father, who has made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance. Just think about the inheritance of the saints alike, who has delivered us, that's you and me, delivered us from the powers of darkness, and has translated us in the kingdom of His dear Son, whom we have redemption through His blood, through His Son Jesus. That's what He's given, and that's what we've got to keep that, maintain that in our heart all the time. You know, years ago they used to call the motor graders maintainers, because they maintain the roads. Well, now we need to maintain our road, I believe our bodies and our vessel, 24 hours a day. We need to have a steadiness, a holiness that will keep us through the times of the hateful days. It's hateful days. It's perilous times are here. There's troublesome here. You need to walk in victory. These other things, it'll saturate your blessing and you're walking in self. Pretty soon you're walking in no hope. You're walking defeated. You're walking in no power. And when you get that way, you're going to be in harm's way when the Lord comes. You're not going to be where you should be. You won't do it intentionally, but that's what will come to pass. Because we have not listened. We have been steadfast. Be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Know that your labor is not in vain. Be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Know that your labor is not in vain. The Word of God is just full of these wonderful blessings. Now unto Him is able to keep you from falling, present you faultless for His presence with exceeding joy. He's able to keep us from falling. God's able to do these wonderful things. Now unto Him is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, all that we ask or think, according to the power that works within you. We all have a power zone. God gives a portion of faith to each one of us. We need to seek God in this last days. What a privilege of knowing the Lord Jesus. What a privilege of feeling the power of God. What's the privilege? What's the wonderful privilege of knowing the Word of God? You abide in me and my words abide in you. Ye shall ask what you will, and it shall be done. Seek you, Lord, out of strength, seek His face forever and more. Oh, glory to God, this wonderful word. You abide in me and my words abide in you. Ye shall ask what you will, and it shall be done. That's words of God. That's words of encouragement. We need to build ourselves up in the most holy faith daily. And the Bible says that that's what we need to pray in the Spirit, that we build ourselves up. We need an unction or a build up. Without that, we fall apart real fast. We're not living like it was back in the 1920s, the 1930s, the 1940s. We're living in the year 2000 when There's a great power of darkness. It's just sucking the life right out of us. We need that love of God, that infilling all the time. When the enemy comes in like a flood, which God says he'll raise up a standard. And what I'm telling you today is the standard that we got. That's going to have to be our standard to live on. It's not going to be easy, but it'll be practical. It'll be what you have to have. You need it this day. I pray a mighty blessing upon your people this day. Father, I pray that you encourage them this day. Let them know. I don't believe that we have no locked in. We need to seek you forevermore. We need to walk in victory. We need to walk in your promises. Father, we pray for your people in a mighty way. Bless them. Encourage them. Strengthen them this day. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen and amen. God bless. Amen. Brother Clint.
Thank you for joining us this day. And Father, I just say an amen to that message in Jesus' name.